Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, to the first Seder Beis Medrash. We are learning Sha'arei Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yonah, Shir number 3. We have learned so far the Chesed Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of Tshuva. Not only did it give us the gift of Tshuva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs the person and shows him the proper pathway of doing Tshuva. Now we'll be discussing another Chesed upon the Chasadim of Hashem, by accepting the tshuva of the person only when he's coming back because of tremendous suffering. One might think that Hashem will accept the tshuva if a person comes to the realization on his own. Even that is a chesed of Hashem, because really that comes from Hashem, for a person to realize that he should come back and do tshuva. But now the Rabbeinu Yonah will be telling us that Hashem goes above and beyond and will accept the person's tshuva even if the person's only doing tshuva because of the tremendous amount of suffering they're going through. We are encouraged to do tshuva in many places throughout the Torah. And in those places in the Torah, we see that tshuva is accepted, gam ki yoshev ha-chayte meirot tzoroysov. Even if the chayte, even the person who ran away from Hashem, even the person who sinned, has a tremendous amount of pain and suffering, and it's because of his troubles that he's doing tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept it. Just a few weeks ago, we had the Yontif of Chanukah, and I want to take you back to Al HaNisim. And in Al Nisim we said, V'ato b'rachamecha harabim, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your tremendous amount of mercy, amadito lehem be'isarasim, you stood up for them at the time of their tsaris, the time of their troubles. It is the upcoming Yortzeit, the 8th Yortzeit of one of my Rebbeim, Rav Shlomo Rav de Zatzal, and in his Sefer, L'hoides u'lahalel, he brings the Mabit in explaining what does this mean, Amanat Lem Beis Sarasim. You Hashem, you protected, you were there for Klai Yisrael Beis Sarasim. And the Mabit says that it's a Chiddush Gadol. It's a tremendous Chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us, will answer our tefillos when we turn to Him because of our tzaras. Shekol apsukim hamoyim, says the Mabit, all the psukim that discuss shiyoshienu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will save us. Kishenashuv v'nifne elav yizbarach shemoy beis tzara, that we will come back to Him at the time of our tzara, of our pain and suffering. Kol ze chiddush gadolu, he says this is a tremendous chiddush. Because a person has to rouse himself and really come back to Hashem, terem yavayu mayim ad nafash, before the water comes up to his nose. It's sar loymoid, and he's in tremendous pain and suffering. Because once a person is already in horrific suffering and pain, of course he'll do tshuva. What else would he do? He'll deny Hashem now? Mikomokim, says the Mabit. Mikomokim, chidsha Torah. The Torah is mechadish. The Torah comes to teach us. The reason why you're doing tshuva now is because of the tremendous amount of suffering and difficulty you're going through. In Hashem's eyes, it doesn't make a difference. Yoshiach HaKadosh Baruch Hashem will still save you. V'yoytziach mitzara l'rvacha, and HaKadosh Baruch will take you out from tzara l'rvacha, from the pain and suffering that you're in, to a tranquil state. And that's what it says in Al HaNisim. V'ato, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'rachamecha harav, with your tremendous mercy, amanat lem esarasim, you stood up for us at the time of our suffering. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is teaching us over here as well. Kol shekein, even more so, ki yoshuv miyiras Hashem va'avosa, even more so, a person who does tshuva, because of the yiras Hashem, because of the fear of Hashem, Because how can I have violated the mitzvahs of Hashem? Or because of the avos Hashem, as we learned in Mesilas Yesharim, I love Hashem so much, I can't believe, what did I do? I didn't listen to His mitzvahs? I didn't keep Hashem's mitzvahs? How could that be? Shenemar, he brings the same pasuk from Abit as well. In Dvarim, Perek Dalid, pasuk Lamid. Batzar lecha umatza'u lecha kol hadvar me'ila ba'achris hayamim. When you're in a distressful state and all these tragedies are befalling you, at the end of days, and the Ramban learns this is Yemoisa Mashiach. The Ramban learns it's our time period right now, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Ikvasu de Mashiacha. When things will be very difficult and bad. Is he not talking to us right now? When things will be very difficult and bad. And you come back, V'shavta Ad Hashem Lekech, V'shamata B'koiloi. And you will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem will accept your tefillos. Hashem will bring you back. Even if it's because of the pandemic had to wake us up. Let's just make sure we wake up. V'shavta Ad Hashem Lekech, and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.